Okay, so Evidence is another film in the long line of found footage horror films, and normally I don't buy into this kind of thing. Normally I try and stay away from this subgenre of films because they tend to be very disappointing and very sort of rehashed. There are a few exceptions, one of being Chronicle, although that you wouldn't class that as within the horror genre. Anyway, I saw the trailer for this and I thought, actually, this looks quite interesting because it seems to kind of take that sort of stock formula, but it, rather than being some sort of ghouly, spooky demon, and they seem to be going the sort of cryptozoology route, like a Bigfoot or a Chupacabra thing. Basically, it follows four characters, two boys, two girls, out camping doing a documentary about one of the guys. The actual point of the documentary isn't really made clear. Anyway, they go camping, and then you obviously have your obligatory 20 to 30 minute mark of character setup, where you just see a bunch of goofiness, and of course you've obviously got one of the obnoxious male protagonist in there as well, who's just an asshole for most of the film. And then of course weird things start happening. They keep hearing noises, see things. There is one shot actually which works really well, which looks kind of weird because you don't actually know what it is. It just looks like Bigfoot, but he's just moved real quick. That shot I liked. The problem is it follows a very, very formulaic route. It does feel a lot like The Blair Witch Project and other films in its shadow, because it just seems to hit the same beats, as if it's just going from A to B to C to D. It knows in how it's presenting itself, but the problem is it doesn't know what kind of film it is, because the last like half an hour it just emerges into this hyperactive hodgepodge of nonsense, whereas it goes along with this sort of cryptozoologic angle, and then it starts throwing zombies, lunatics wearing gas masks and paper gowns, a big dog that looks like Satan's lapdog, and it just doesn't know what it is, and it's just this horrible, horrible mess of noise and flashing lights and horrible glitchy camera effects, and to the point where it just stops becoming dull and formulaic and actually becomes irritating and annoying, and you just kind of want everybody to die already and for the camera to do the obligatory thing of dropping to the camera, dropping to the floor and just switching off. Yeah, really did not like this. Even if you're a fan of this genre, it's not one of those films I think you're going to like. Probably not.